You're listening to Spilling Ink.
Spilling Ink is brought to you by Book Branders, your self-publishing concierge.
Here we go. Excellent. You rock that, man. You rock that. Hello, everybody. It is your favorite host, Jason, with Spilling Ink, the talk show that takes you behind the scenes to meet the authors and artists in the publishing industry. Today, I'm here with an internet sensation, James Rallison.
Hello.
How's it going, man?
It's going good.
And so, James, you produce, you create, you do everything for The Odd Ones Out, right?
I do have some additional artists who like do backgrounds and frame by frame, but I started out on my own, yes.
Okay. Now, can you tell us real briefly what the show is? What is it all about?
So it's basically, it's me. I do the voice. I basically tell life stories or opinions that I have. Like right now I'm working on a video about all the cats that I had growing up, and my family at one point had 5 cats.
Holy smokes.
So, you know, that's just something interesting that I think people would like to hear.
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, in your all-time greatest, I think, is probably Annoying Customers from Subway.
Yep, that's what a lot of people like that. Yeah.
Which is fantastic.
There's just a lot of material to work with. Everyone can relate to dealing with annoying customers or annoying coworkers.
Yeah.
So it's just, that's why I think that video did so well, is because it's relatable.
Well, and what's interesting to me is because I have a 16-year-old daughter that loves you and a 10-year-old daughter that loves you. And I'm watching these videos, I'm like, man, these videos are funny for me.
Yeah.
How are they funny for a 40-year-old and a 10-year-old?
It's the same as like all those Pixar movies where it's not that there's like hidden adult jokes in the videos. There are those, but it's just something that, you know, people can relate to and like, and it's family friendly, and so everyone can just get together and watch it as a group.
Yeah,
there's something for everyone.
We were rewatching the Annoying Customers last night, all 3 parts. We're just like, oh man, we love this guy. It's fantastic.
Thank you.
And you haven't been doing it that long, have you? It's only been four or 5 years.
Yeah, I started YouTube, so I did comics in 2012. Then I transitioned over to YouTube in 2014. Then I was able to do it full time in 2016, and now in 2018, I'm in Grand Rapids Comic Con. Yeah.
That's amazing. And are you doing a lot of conventions like this?
I'm doing a lot of VidCons, not really Comic-Cons, but okay. My manager wants to do more of it in the future, so
okay,
we'll see.
And I've never been to a VidCon, but that's where you go to check out like all the latest cool Minecraft stuff or whatever games are out there?
It's more than just Minecraft. It's just a bunch of other YouTubers, too. Like, I'm there,
okay.
And a lot of other top YouTubers are there as well.
Okay. Now, do you know, she's an Australian YouTuber, and dang it, I forgot her name, but she's also one of my daughter's favorites. It's
Wenji?
Something B.
Wenji?
Oh, maybe. Maybe, I don't know.
Wenji's an Australian, that's like the only female Australian YouTuber that I know. So.
Okay. Well, are you guys like a community? Do you chat with other YouTubers often?
I'm pretty tight with the animation community. Since I do animation, there's a lot of animators on YouTube. They're smaller than me, but like I talk and I'm friends with a lot of these guys. So,
okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. And the shows themselves, because I guess I can't really call them cartoons, because to me they look like more like stop action comics when you watch them, which is kind of neat.
Yeah. People have always said, they've always debated, like, is this animation? Is this not animation? People said it's not real animation. People have said, oh, it is animation because it gives the illusion of life. But I always just say, I don't care what you call it. I enjoy making them, and I know how much effort goes into these videos, so at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what you call it. I like doing them.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah. It doesn't matter what you call it. Mm-hmm. You know, and I write fiction books, and I got a call from my publisher a couple weeks ago saying, dude, I don't know what you're doing with this book. It's going in all these different directions, and it's not in one genre. And I'm like, I don't care. You know, it's what I want to write. Yeah. You know, it's exciting.
Make. Yeah.
So when you started this, and you're at 8.5 million.
Yep, or 8.9 million.
8.9, holy crap. I think when I looked last night, it was like 0.7. You're just skyrocketing.
Yeah.
How are you going to celebrate 10 million? Are you going to fill a city with sprinkles?
Yeah, I need to like get on that, because that's going to happen sooner than I think. You know, I need to get the sprinkles organized. I haven't done that. For those of you who don't know, whenever I hit a milestone, I get however many sprinkles that is into the video. The last one I did was 3 million, and I was like, that's enough. Oh, the next time I'll do it is 10 million, thinking that would be like 10 years away, but it was not.
Well, and what, speaking of years down the road, do you plan to continue doing this?
Well, I mean, I've just from my time on YouTube, I've seen channels grow and die.
Yeah.
And so YouTube is not a very sustainable income.
No.
But right now I am growing. So I just want to ride that wave until I stop, you know? I want to, if this, it would be a dream to like make a TV show one day. I think that'd be fun.
And people would watch it.
Yeah,
I mean, and you've got what? You've got the board game that you just finished.
Yep.
Finished getting ready for. And you've got a book. Mm-hmm. And you've got tons of cool swag and merchandise. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's, that's like dream come true, man.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
Now, did you go to school for animation or arts or anything like that?
People always ask me what I majored in because they think that I majored in something in art and they'll want to do that. Do we have to wait for these guys? Or it's fine.
Yeah, that'd be all right.
But I actually majored in math education.
Math education?
Yeah.
Oh, so you were going to be a
teacher. I was going to be a math boy at one point.
Okay.
But then my YouTube kicked off and I was able to do that full time. What was I saying? I know people who have gone to animation school and that has benefited them. So I'm not saying like don't go to school, kids. But for me, I was able to just be self-taught and do it on my own.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And you know, and there's something to be said for the vision and the ambition that you have. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a lot of friends that went to school for videography or photography, and they went to fancy schools and spent a ton of money. Mm-hmm. And my wife and I both went for 2 years to a community college, mm-hmm. and we have a very good business in portrait and commercial photography. So it's like, you know, if you've got the ambition and the talent, you can make it. You know, you don't have to.
Oh yeah.
You don't have to go forever and ever.
Yeah, and especially being like on the internet, there are a lot of great and helpful tutorials on the internet. You can learn almost anything on the internet.
Okay. Well, I have one more serious question for you. Then I have a few fun ones.
Okay.
Serious question.
Serious question.
On our show, and our show is all about educating authors and artists and other podcasters out there. And one question we get a lot that's very difficult to answer is, how do we grow our audience?
For your channel?
For any kind of podcast. You know, how do you reach more people?
How do you reach? It is a little bit of marketing. You know, you do have to kind of put yourself out there. I was fortunate enough to, like, you know, blow up on my own. I would also say to don't get, like, when someone watches your videos, they need to have a reason to stick around. So you need to make what you do worth watching, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So you kind of have to ask yourself, like, out of this sea of podcasts out there, why would people watch me, you know? So that's why, like, you kind of have to, like, think about, like,
you need something that sets you apart a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And do you, when you're recording these stories, and this is for our author friends out there, do you outline everything out ahead of time? Do you write everything out, or do you just kind of go?
No. I script everything out.
Okay.
The scripting is, like, a pretty important process, because that's when I decide if I like the video or not. So I'll write the script out, I'll send it off to a lot of friends and my mom, they'll, like, add jokes, they'll say, hey, this sentence was clunky. So it is important just to get, like, other people's opinions on it, for them to, like, give their, what they think, them to give, like, constructive criticism and stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would also say to anyone that wants to try out this sort of medium is to always be improving yourself, always be figuring out what you could be doing better. And a good trick is to look at your first thing that you uploaded and look at your newest thing. And if you can't tell the difference between the quality and, like, where, like, you know, just then you're doing something wrong, basically.
Okay. That's really good advice. Mm-hmm. Well, I have a couple more questions for you. This is our lightning round questions.
Ooh, yeah.
All right. So basically, I'm going to read you a question.
Okay.
You just answer as quick as you can, first thing that pops into your head.
Okay.
All right. First one, pineapple on pizza, yes or no?
Yes, in some cases. I mean, I'm not really picky, but yes.
Okay. Marvel or DC?
Marvel, that was easy.
Batman or Superman?
Ooh, Batman. Superman's overpowered.
He is way overpowered.
Yeah. What? Batman just has Batman has better movies.
He does. Okay. What Hogwarts house would you be placed in?
Probably Hufflepuff, and I've come to accept that.
That's all right. Hufflepuffs are great, man.
Yeah.
They're great.
Yeah.
All right. Books or movies?
Movies. I would have to say movies, but I think books are important. You know, like, I've listened to audiobooks, but I Movies, probably. Especially since I'm a YouTuber, not a really an author.
It's easier to watch movies, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah, but books are important.
It is. All right. Celebrity crush.
Zero Suit Samus from Super Smash Brothers. Does that count?
That's a good answer. Wow. That's a great answer. All right. Dogs or cats?
I like both.
Because you have a couple dogs, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I like both. I mean, I would, if I had to pick one, I'd pick dogs. But, like, they're both good animals. They're both good pets. I've had cats growing up, you know, so.
I agree with that. I think that's good.
I mean, sorry for not giving you hard answers that you want.
No, I don't need hard answers. All right, Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars. That was a hard answer.
Excellent. Most embarrassing thing that's happened to you?
In my whole
life?
At a convention. Okay.
Yeah, not your whole life. That's too hard. Man.
This one, I really appreciate the person who did this because now I have this story to tell. This guy, he comes up to me. He's like, James, I kind of have a weird request. And I was like, what's up? He goes, can you lick me?
Oh, my God.
And then I was just like, sure. And so I licked him. It wasn't, can I lick you? That would have been like, whoa, that's weird, dude. But it was, can I lick him?
It's not weird that way?
No, it's not. Because I'm the one consenting to the lick here.
Oh, my God. So,
and now whenever someone asks, like, what was your craziest fan experience, I can be like, that story.
You have a beautiful story for that.
So whoever that man was, thank you so much.
Awesome. Well, I'll tell you what. I've got a zillion more questions, but I think we're going to end on that one because that's a beautiful thing. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today.
Yes.
All right, guys. See ya.
Thank you for listening to Spilling Ink.